I normally talk about what we do know, what we've actually discovered with remote viewing. So I normally stick to the science stuff. But I can give sort of an overview of where I think we're going to be ending up. And so this is a bit speculative, but all the information I have really looks this is where we're going. And that is that there was a civilization on the planet that blew up between Mars and Jupiter. And I think we'll eventually determine that that blew up as an act of warfare. And that Mars also was destroyed. It had a huge civilization on it as well. And it was destroyed partially as a consequence of the blowing up of the first planet, but also by warfare that included nuclear weaponry that occurred on the surface of Mars, which finished off the atmosphere. The Earth, I think it's going to turn out to be that we both had a situation of normal Darwinian evolution that's been taking place over millions of years, just the way mainstream science talks about it. But I think we're also going to see that we've had a parallel situation of extraterrestrial genetic manipulation to produce humanity, us. And so, because humanity came about much too quickly, and really what we have is a situation in which it would have taken hundreds of millions of years to be what we came, but we sort of popped out of thin air rather quickly. And I think what people are going to eventually find is that the extraterrestrials not only are here, but they've been here for a very long period of time. I also think that what it's going to turn out is that the idea of reincarnation, of souls coming through the birth process to reincarnate, is a natural and ongoing phenomenon. And I think what we're going to be seeing is eventually discovering that what's going on Earth now, the drama of what's going on Earth now, is actually the end of a story that started in the Orion system. You know, when you look up in the backyard and look up and you see the Orion constellation, I think what we're going to be seeing is that there was a major conflict that occurred, Star Wars style, and that it probably ended about 100,000 years ago, and that souls or beings that were in that conflict were coming to Earth as a place of sort of refugees, a place to get here. And I think what's going to eventually turn out is that since then, since the end of that conflict, we've become essentially a prison colony for people, souls that were involved in the creation of that conflict that happened in the Orion system. The only way they could get peace there was to banish those people so that they wouldn't keep reincarnating there, because they still had this polarity, this fighting stuff in their system they couldn't get out of, and that they're here. And that really what's going on now on Earth is the final resolution of the Orion stuff. Now, totally, this is totally speculative, but based on everything that I've been seeing coming in over long times, I really think, in a nutshell, that's where all this remote viewing research is going. It's a huge, much bigger picture than anything you've ever imagined before.
Well, actually, that's not so much different than what we talk about at Camelot. You know, as a matter of course. Talk about the Orion, you know, coming from the Orions, the various beings that come from the Orion system, the various factions that are here on Earth now. That is all very much talked about by the various whistleblowers that we interview. So along those lines, are you aware of something called the U.S. Space Command? And in your remote viewing, are you remote viewing some of the secret space program that's actually operational now?
No. We try to steer away from... We know that there are secret stuff going on. And we consciously, at the Institute, try to steer away from poking our nose into U.S. military operations. And the reason we do that is because in the very early days we ran into serious problems. The DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, has enormous resources. And they basically let us alone because we let them alone. We don't poke our nose into them. There are so many other things we can go into that are so interesting. We don't have to go into those ones. So we purposely stay away from those in order to not get their wrath. One thing I can say is the following. If you're ever wondering, you're listening to late night radio, for example, and you notice that there's sort of one person on coming after the next, and they're talking about all these crazy things. What I mean by crazy things is not things that are not real, but things that are just, you know, really out there. Everything from Bigfoot to anything else you hear. And you notice that nothing really happens. No real response. It's one person after the next talking about these things. And every once in a while, somebody will come on, and at first glance, they seem just like everybody else. They're talking about one new crazy thing that seems really out there. But that person produces a huge result, meaning they're involved in a huge scandal, a huge type of blow up, and it looks like they're involved in something that's, you know, showing that they shouldn't be involved in, and they're scandalized and so on. Most of the time when that happens, that's an indicator that that particular person was stepping over the bounds of something that the military didn't want to have come out. And so normally when those scandals come out, it's normally a situation of sort of indicating that there was something there.
Yes, absolutely.
And so when you're hearing all of these people, if nothing really happens and they just come on the show next week and the week after that and the month after that, then you can be guaranteed that the military is just sort of saying, we'll watch them, but we don't really need to bother with them. If you ever see something blow up on somebody, you'll know that, why did it blow up? Well, they can make things blow up. And so one of the reasons we stay out of looking at U.S. military stuff is it's a surefire equation for getting something to blow up right in your face, and you have no control over it because they have tremendous resources, so we just stay away from it.